Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly guide through the sometimes messy world of relationships and emotional well-being. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: understanding attachment issues that can stem from childhood experiences. Ever feel like you struggle to trust others? Or maybe you tend to cling a little too tightly in relationships? You know that feeling when you crave constant reassurance or pull away at the first sign of conflict? Well, chances are those patterns might have roots in how we were attached to our caregivers during our early years. Think about it. Childhood is like the training ground for all our future relationships. It shapes our understanding of love, security, and trust. If our primary caregivers weren't consistently responsive and attuned to our needs, it can create these little attachment wounds that we carry with us into adulthood. Now, don't panic. Understanding this stuff is the first step towards healing. We're not here to blame anyone or dredge up painful memories. Instead, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you unravel those childhood attachment patterns and build healthier, more fulfilling relationships in your life. First things first, recognize that there are different attachment styles. You might be an anxious attacher who craves constant closeness and reassurance, avoidant attacher who prefers independence and distance, or maybe somewhere in between. Knowing your style is like having a map. It gives you direction on why you behave the way you do in relationships. Next up, remember that attachment styles are not set in stone. Just because you were an anxious or avoidant child doesn't mean you're doomed to repeat those patterns forever. With awareness and effort, you can learn new ways of relating and create more secure connections. Think of it like leveling up your emotional intelligence. Here's a game changer. Pay attention to your triggers. What situations or behaviors in relationships send you spiraling? Recognizing these triggers is like having a personal alarm system that alerts you to potential attachment issues. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop healthier coping mechanisms and communicate your needs more effectively. Now let's talk about the power of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It takes courage to face those childhood wounds and work through them. Remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but celebrate every step forward. Finally, don't underestimate the importance of seeking support. Talking to a therapist or joining a support group can provide invaluable guidance and encouragement as you navigate this process. You're not alone in this. Imagine this. Sarah grew up with parents who were often emotionally unavailable. Whenever she tried to connect with them, she felt dismissed or ignored. As an adult, Sarah finds herself constantly seeking validation from her partners, getting jealous easily, and fearing abandonment. Her old attachment patterns are playing out in her relationships, leaving her feeling insecure and anxious. But here's the amazing part. Sarah decides to acknowledge these patterns and seek support. She starts therapy and learns about different attachment styles, recognizing that her childhood experiences shaped her current behaviors. She also practices self-compassion, reminding herself that she's doing her best and deserves love and connection. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to build healthier relationships based on trust, communication, and mutual respect. See? It's not about forgetting the past, it's about learning from it and creating a brighter future. So remember, you are capable of healing those childhood attachment wounds and building strong, secure relationships. Start by recognizing your patterns, practicing self-compassion, seeking support when needed, and remember every day is a chance to rewrite your relationship story. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of self-love and growth. Until next time, stay amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.